The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
One of the greatest aids in developing the happiness of sila, or the Buddha sometimes called the bliss of blamelessness, one of the great aids is being able to connect with the happiness or the experience of contentedness. When the heart and the mind's content, there's less need to manipulate, to cheat, to harm others. Less need to intoxicate the mind, to speak in ways that cause harm. So in our sit tonight, let's find the skillful ways, skillful means to experience directly contentedness. And a lot of the training is just a willingness to keep the experience of contentedness in mind. So for example, as we feel the body sitting, we might have a habit of, in a sense, getting intoxicated with the unpleasant sensations here in the body. So immediately turning the attention to what's not right. But instead, we can let the attention tune in to ordinary or neutral sensations, like feeling the shirt against the skin of the torso, shoulders, arms. Feeling the air touching the skin, which for a lot of us is neutral, neither clearly pleasant or strongly unpleasant. And then as we tune in to what's ordinary, what's neutral in the body, then we can practice being content, like it's okay enough to be intimate, to be present, that in this moment, I don't need things to be other than the way they are. I don't need more of this or less of that. So as you begin now and open to the experience of the body, sitting and the breath, moving in the body and sounds arising and passing, sights and thoughts coming and going. Find a way to tune in, to turn the attention to what's ordinary. And open your heart, open your mind to the experience of contentedness with what's neutral, what's ordinary, not needing to ignore it, not needing to reject it. Willing to be present, alert, interested even, with the way it is, even if it's ordinary or neutral. Can this be enough, just to be sitting with awareness? Open to the sensations of the body, sitting, content. So because it's not the mind's habit, you might need to intentionally, over and over again, intentionally connect with what's ordinary. Keeping the ordinary sensations of the air, touching the skin of the arms or something like that, keeping it in mind moment by moment by moment, and realizing, if you can, a kind of contentedness in the awareness of those sensations. Like it's enough for the mind just to be knowing the sensations of the air against the skin of the arms. And then it's against this backdrop of being intimate with what's ordinary that you can see the mind's habit, its addictive habit to go into drama. The drama might be thinking about your to-do list, worrying about something, planning something, judging something. So getting a sense as you learn to rest in contentedness with what's neutral, then you can better sense the addictive, intoxicating patterns of the mind, how it seeks out drama, self-drama, and all the ways that it does that. So with a real spacious mind, just acknowledge those tendencies to return to drama, to judge yourself, whatever it might be, just acknowledge. And then see if you can come back, opening to what's ordinary, to what's neutral, with real interest and contentedness, a kind of happiness with what is, a peace and ease, not needing things to be different. So we'll continue in silence now. So we're keeping it simple as a theme for the meditation. Keeping in mind the experience, the possibility of the experience of contentedness with what's ordinary. A contentedness that is experienced as a ease, a peace, a pleasant settledness. And then also interested in what arises that seems intoxicating for the mind, juicy. Although pleasant on the surface, underneath you can detect stress. It's heavy, tightening for the body and the mind. See if you can be very honest about any patterns that have an intoxicating flavor to them. Mind doesn't want to put it down. Something on the surface that is juicy for the mind as it pursues that distraction or whatever you call it. And then when the mind does return to this theme of contentedness with what's ordinary, taking the time to really sense the pleasantness, the wholesome pleasantness of not needing things to be different, that restful, easeful, ah, it's like this, it's just this, and this is enough, this is okay. This is how it is. It's such a relief. The experience of the body sitting, the experience of the breath moving in the body. It just needs to be good enough for there to be contentedness and peace. Does it need to be perfect? So we're checking. Can the heart be okay? Can the heart be content? At ease? Can the heart experience the happiness of peace? With the body sitting, with the breath moving in the body, with the sounds, even with the thoughts that come and go. Can this be okay? And to whatever degree the mind senses that it is okay, then keep that theme in mind, that happiness of contentedness, happiness of peace. Keep noticing it as best you can. And of course, if the mind needs support, you can simply repeat the word peace every once in a while, or contentment, or ease, just to help the mind hold the theme in mind. We're just sitting here. The mind, the heart is naturally sensitive. And we're noticing the play between the very real possibility of contentment with what is, like the experience of the body sitting, something here and now, the way it is, and the intoxicating excitement of whatever the mind might think or construct with its thoughts. We're just getting a sense of the mind's pull toward what is intoxicating or exciting about its projections, its thinking. And it's hopefully deepening sense of a peace, a contentment with what's here and now. Just for another few minutes. So it's a real question. Can this be okay? Can this be enough? Sitting, breathing, aware of sensation and sound. Can this be enough? We're learning to appreciate the happiness of peace or the happiness of contentment.